try to prepare our basement for Vacation Bible School. Cleaning it up, cleaning tables away, trying to make it child friendly, trying to make it so that the children coming to Vacation Bible School will enjoy themselves, showing these children that we care for them, preparing the way downstairs that they may find the way, the truth, the life that is Jesus Christ, seeing him gloriously saved for our joy and for their joy. It's a lot of work. There's a lot of people who have already put in lots of labor to make this a successful week. Many others are committed to work all next week. We think Vacation Bible School is very important in Berea. We come to Vacation Bible School to teach children, bringing our many years of wisdom, our many years of knowledge we've grown to bring these, as Rush would call them, young skulls full of mush, the truth of God's Word, to show them how to be saved, to give them a good foundation, to make it so that they can understand who Jesus Christ is. After all, we are mature adults, set in our ways, full of knowledge and wisdom. Now the question is, what could children possibly teach us? Is it possible for these children that we are showing Jesus Christ to teach us of anything? Now, Jesus loves little children. We sang that song. And he calls everyone to come to him. And he rebukes any who will stop them from coming. Mark 9:42 says this, "Whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he was cast into the sea." Jesus uses little children such as these to glorify himself. And he uses children that we're bringing to Vacation Bible School to teach us how to be children of the Most High God. Let's turn your Bibles to Mark chapter 10, verses 13 to 16. Mark chapter 10, starting at verse 13. "And they brought young children to him that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them." Dear Heavenly Father, as we look at children that we'll bring in, as we look at children that we desire you to reach into their hearts and gloriously save them, cleanse them from all unrighteousness, cleanse them from sin by the blood of Jesus Christ. Let us teach them about all this, Lord, and let us not refuse any. And Lord, we see how Jesus Christ himself has called all children to come to him. We see that there is much we can learn from these children at the same time. As we bring them in, Lord, let us share in their joy. Let us share in their excitement. As they learn about you, Lord, let us realize what it is to learn about you. Let us remember what it was like when we were first saved. Let us realize that there is true joy in serving you, that there is true joy in each new discovery, that as we grow, Lord, as children grow, we're growing more mature, we can give that joy to others. And Lord, let us realize what Jesus Christ thinks of children. And if he loves them as much as he shows here, we must do the same thing. We must show that care. We must show that understanding. We must show that patience and teach them that they may grow saved and may become the next generation of Christians in this church. We ask all in your precious Son's dear name. Amen. Now, what have parents done here? Parents here showed proper care of their children. They recognized Jesus Christ as being someone very important, as the Son of God. They brought their children to be blessed by Jesus Christ. Jesus shows his love for these children. Now notice what he did after rebuking the apostles. They merely want him to touch him. Here, touch my baby, he'll be blessed. He did much more than that. He actually lifted them up and embraced them. He showed them his care for these children. He showed them what he wanted out of them. He showed them that he loved those children and wanted them to come to him. Now, Jesus Christ had so much work to do. He had so much teaching to do. He had so many places to go. The disciples were absolutely amazed that he took so much time with these children. Now, we sometimes get so caught up in the finer points of doctrine that we forget about the joy and the bliss of serving Jesus Christ. We forget the absolute joy of children given the gospel and believing the first time. The wonderment of who he is. The joy of discovery of what they're finding out. The amazement that such a great God up there has actually accepted me. The disciples saw absolutely no value of bringing these children to Jesus. Too young to understand. What's the point? Go away, go away. The master's too busy. He's got far more important tasks to do. Now, think Vacation Bible School is not important? Look at Jesus' response to the disciples when they did this. He was much displeased at the disciples. Now, if you look at the Greek and understand what the Greek is saying, it's much stronger than what it comes down in the English here. The Greek has a sense that he was quite angry with them. Telling them to forbid them not was in the present imperative. Basically, it was a standing order. Not only these children, but any children at any time. Forbid them not, I will see every single one of them. In fact, bring them to me. Not only these children once again, but any children. And then he shows his joy at children by taking them up in his arms. He said, children like these are what the kingdom of God is like. We are children of the Most High God, calling him Abba Father. Now remember what Abba Father means. Abba Father basically means daddy. That's how we're supposed to view our Heavenly Father. Knowing this, we can learn much from the kids that we will be teaching this week as Christ gloriously saves them. In teaching the little children, we can see that we must once again learn how to be kids. First of all, we need to be knowledge seekers. Second of all, we need to be innocent as they are. And finally, dependent. If we become kids, we will share the joy of what these children will show us. So knowledge seekers. Children are always curious about the world around them. They're always trying to learn as much as they can, as fast as they can. It's a brand new world to them. Everything is a brand new experience. And they are so excited at each new discovery. And they desire to share those discoveries with us. No? How many of you had kids come up and, boy, I found something new. No one else knows about this. Nobody. I just found this out. And they're excited about telling you about waterfalls with Rowan, about exhaust with Rowan, about new things with Micah, my grandkids. And they really want you to know about this great new discovery they had. They do not worry that they can't understand all the intricate details of a subject. They just want to show that they are excited about a new discovery. Rowan shows everything he knows. When I go up there, he gets a book out, he has me sit down next to him, and he tells me everything he can possibly tell me about waterfalls. I end up understanding how high the highest waterfall is in New Hampshire. I want to understand how much gallons comes down, and he's really excited about showing me that. Oh, that we would be as excited about sharing Jesus with others as our children are about sharing new discoveries with us. But like I say, they're excited at each new discovery. Now think about this for a second. You have a little girl. Little girl's out there, very young, can't even walk yet. And all of a sudden, a little butterfly floats by her. Have you ever seen a little girl? All of a sudden, her eyes just light up. She is just amazed, especially that butterfly will land on her. Man, that is the most wonderful thing of all time. I have a brand new discovery. Now, is she wondering about the life cycle of that butterfly? Is she worried about how it turns from an egg to a caterpillar to a pupa? Is she worried about what it might eat? Is worried about any of those things? No, that child is just amazed that God has made such a beautiful thing to come by and let her enjoy it. Oh, that we would share that joy every now and then with what God shows us. Oh, that we could be more like children. As 1 Peter 2:2-3 tells us, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. As mature adults, we attack the meatier parts of doctrine. We struggle to digest the infinite of his almighty word. Is it something we need to do? Yes, by all means. It does bring us joy as we do so. But sometimes we struggle with it. It's an infinite book. I'm not an infinite God. We struggle with it. We discuss among each others. We get frustrated. It's good for us to understand that the drinking of milk with the gospel helps the meat of doctrine go down a little bit easier and makes us more joyful. Being thankful and joyful for every new truth that we come up with. With children, Let us not get frustrated with not understanding absolutely everything about soteriology, about pneumatology, about eschatology, or any of the other many theologies out there. They are important, make no mistake. But let us be thrilled that we have a Heavenly Father that loves us. Let us be thrilled that we have a Heavenly Father that has these things out there that we can learn as we mature. And let us be thrilled that we have a Heavenly Father that takes the time to give us the things that we need to learn. We have an infinite God. As we learn more about our infinite God and His infinite and intricate world, let us pause every now and then just enjoy the butterfly floating by. Let us remember that great joy of the fact that He loves us. He's given us this great creation. And as we do so, we can have the joy of understanding the more intricate details as we move along. Now, an adult's personality in the flesh is difficult to mold. Try molding me. Good luck with that. But we are babes in Christ. We have the mind of Christ. Let us ensure our minds are molded to the image of Christ by the word of our Heavenly Father. You know, Mary cooks meat for me pretty much every day. But you know what? She drinks milk with that meat. They help her have more joy with that meal. Child also has a trusting heart. To seek knowledge, he must believe that what he's seeking actually has value. John 1:12 says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God." We need to be like faithful children. Enjoy the milk of the gospel as a newborn babe and take on the meat of doctrine as you're able to mature. But never forget the milk, that you can continue to have a childlike joy at being the child of the Most High God. He's accepted you. If you're saved here today, He has accepted you. You are a child of God. That should bring joy, happiness, smiles all the time. And then, because of that, we want to learn how to be more like our Father, just like our kids do growing up. They don't like to displease us. They do sometimes, but they don't like to. They want to be more like the Father. Let us learn from that and become more like our Heavenly Father. So, they're knowledge seekers. They're also innocent. The little baby doesn't know any better. He's innocent. Paul tells the Corinthian church in 1 Corinthians 14:20, "Brethren, be not children in understanding, howbeit in malice be ye children, but in understanding be men." Children tend to have a childlike innocence that sees the best in others. Lacking understanding of malice and evil intentions, they can show the love of Christ to others that adults may shun because they know these people aren't worth it. These people are sinners. They're evil. They're not worth it. Children just see other people just like themselves. They learn malice growing up. They learn malice as they see malice as they grow up. But as young children, they don't see it yet. Now, David desired this innocence when he wrote Psalm 131. I'll turn there real quick. If you look at the title, it says, "A Song for the Humble. Oh, that we may be humble children of the Most High God." This is what Psalm 131 says. It's a long one, three verses. "Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty. Neither do I exercise myself in great matters, or in things too high for me." Child doesn't, as I told you, child doesn't worry about things too high for him. He's excited about the discoveries that he's able to grasp. "Surely I have behaved and quieted myself as a child that is weaned of his mother. My soul is even as a weaned child. Let Israel hope in the Lord from henceforth and forever." With this attitude, it's far easier to live Philippians 2:3. "Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves." Make no mistake, we need the discernment of adults. If we're going to teach others, we need to have that understanding. We need to have that maturity. But let us lack the malice of Satan's family and have the innocence of God's family. And also, children are sinful. Anyone doubt that children are selfish sinners? If you doubt that, you haven't had children. But they're selfish, not with malice toward others. What they do is they want what they want when they want it, is what it amounts to. That's what a child is. It's selfish. But they lack emotional control. Lacking emotional control, they need to be disciplined. But it's not because of malice. They have not learned from Satan how to get ahead of this world through that malice. And chastised, they're prepared for adulthood. Just as we must be chastised to prepare us for our spiritual adulthood. None of us When we become saved, our spiritual adults, we're all babes in Christ. We all need the milk of the gospel. We all do not understand, and God chastises us for our own good. Children, when they're chastised, they don't hate the parents. They kind of know inherently they hate it. We need to be the same thing. Turn to Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 to 10. So in Hebrews chapter 12, looking at verse 5. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastising, God dealeth with you as sons. For what son is he whom the Father chastiseth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh, which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Let us give reverence to our Heavenly Father for his chastisement. He has fashioned us as innocent children. When we're born again, it means literally that. We are born again. We are born as new spiritual babes. Let us be ready to become spiritual adults as we are chastised as spiritual children. So, as a kid, they're knowledge seekers. They're innocent. What else about a kid? They're dependent. No, they're fully dependent. As a child is 100% dependent on his parents. He's got no choice. Mary is just back from helping Kelly with Clara Mary Ann, now 2 weeks old. Clara has 100% of what she needs to become an adult. There's nothing in that body that's going to stop her from becoming a mature adult if God allows. But for now, right now, she must be fed, clothed, changed, washed, and carried around lest she die. She is incapable of doing anything for herself. She just can't do it. A babe cannot do it, just like a babe in Christ can't. It's a perfect example of how our dependence should be on our Heavenly Father. Paul says in Romans 7:18 that in our flesh dwelleth no good thing. Being born in the Spirit, we are now 100% dependent on our Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ to live. He feeds us with the milk of the gospel. He clothes us with his righteousness. He changes us by transforming us through the renewing of our minds, and he washes us with the water by the word as called for in Ephesians 5:26. And we are protected as we are carried around in his right hand as he makes sure that Satan cannot get to us. Now, as Clara grows, she's going to mature, and she's going to try to gain independence. But she will still need to rely on her parents. As she follows her parents who provide for her, she will learn of God. Growing in grace, she will then become spiritually adopted by God by faith in the blood of Christ for the remission of sins. She will eventually be a physical adult as she learns to be a spiritual child, relying on God to lead her, as Kelly and Andrew did when she was younger. And she will be ready to graduate to spiritual adulthood in heaven. Make no mistake, none of us are spiritual adults. All of us are still learning. All of us are still dependent on God. All of us are still dependent on everything. We think we're spiritual adults because we're physical adults, but we are not. We are incapable of doing that. We need to stay dependent on God through Jesus Christ that we may learn how to be spiritual adults so that we'll graduate to whatever God will have us do in heaven. And we see this once again as a proper picture in us. Mature adults in the flesh, spiritual children, following Jesus as he provides the living water and the bread of life all the way through. As dependent children, we can understand the vine and branches of John 15:1-17. Been talking about that a lot lately. We produce the fruit on the branches, but without the provision of the vine, we are spiritually dead. We have to be fed by the vine. Being 100% dependent on Jesus Christ, just as Clara Mary Ann is 100% dependent on her parents. Men want to be independent from God. I'm a pretty smart guy. I have ways that I think are right. They seem right to me, just like ways seem right unto a man. But Proverbs 14:12 says, the end thereof of those ways are death. Let us learn from children. Let us learn to be 100% dependent on our Heavenly Father as we learn to be children of God. So as we look at VBS this week, children coming, children being excited, children wanting to be among God's people, let us learn from their excitement. Let us see their joy as they learn of Christ. Seeing their excitement about coming to church. What a wonderful place it would be if God's people were as excited about coming to church as those kids will be every day this week in VBS. Once again, a lesson for us. As we teach them, let them teach us. We're so busy with programs, projects, and the work of the church, sometimes we forget the joy of being a child of God. Let us remember the pure joy of discovery we had when we were first saved, sincerely drinking up the milk of the gospel, that we can grow, that we can get closer, that we can have that bonding with our God. Let us once again be kids. First of all, knowledge seekers. Excited about every new discovery, no matter how small it is. Not worried about the end where you'll know absolutely everything, but enjoying the journey as you allow each new butterfly floating by you to delight you in what God has given you. Let us be innocent in malice, being children and not using malice to win the rat race, showing the love of Christ by esteeming others better than ourselves, reverencing our Heavenly Father for His chastisement because we know He's preparing us to be spiritual adults of the Most High God in heaven. And let us be dependent, fully dependent on Jesus Christ, looking to Jesus to be the author and finisher of our faith, relying on Him as the vine as we produce His fruit on the branches, enjoying the living water He provides and the bread of life He gives us. Let us enjoy the milk of the gospel as we drink and joy, letting it help digest the meat of doctrine. Let us pray for children to be saved. Let us share in their joy as we watch them grow, excited at each new discovery, and hold on to that excitement. Now, how many of you know everything about this Bible? No, raise your hand. I keep trying to learn. We need to be like those kids. When they discover something brand new, they get all excited and want to share it. We need to be the same way. If you have a new discovery, be excited with that new discovery and allow that to make another discovery and keep going like that. If we hold on to that excitement, we can keep growing. If we get frustrated, we'll stop. So let us learn from the kids as we teach the kids this week. With that, let's turn to page 470 in your hymnals. The kids to this week will hopefully all of them say exactly what this song says. I have decided to follow Jesus. The question is, you've been saved for a while. Are you going to follow Jesus? Are you going to be a kid seeking knowledge from Him? Are you going to be innocent of malice as you learn from Him? And are you going to be dependent on Him? Make the day that you decide to follow Jesus in every single way.
Please do stand and join in singing hymn 470, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. 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 No turning back, no turning back, no turning back. Though no one join me, still I will follow. Though no one join me, still I will follow. Though no one join me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back, no turning back. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me. before me. No turning back, no turning back,
no turning back.
So easy to get frustrated in this world. Are you excited about being a Christian?
Amen!
Amen! That's what we need to show. If you're excited about being a Christian, you will share that excitement with the kids. And guess what? The kids will be excited about learning, and they will share that excitement with you. You notice this path doing this? That's what we need to do. We need to make sure we're excited, show that excited. If we're showing a hangdog look, boy, I just don't know everything, but I'm going to teach you anyway. You're not going to see a lot of excitement from those kids. You show excitement, you'll show them that there's something to follow. They will be excited about learning, and they will be excited about sharing with you what they've learned. Is that what we want?
Yes.
Good practice for the world, is it not? So, we've done a lot of work for VBS. Let's pray about VBS. Let's show the excitement. And as we go to prayer, look into yourselves. Are you excited about being a Christian? Are you really excited about every new discovery you find, no matter how small? You know, we get so frustrated that I don't know absolutely everything about salvation. That's God's business, not mine. He reveals certain things for me and gives me joy in it. Have joy in each new discovery and build upon it, taking a little bit of meat each time. We tend to take the whole steak and shove it in our mouth and get frustrated. We can't swallow it. Learn how to take a bite every now and then and let God teach you that doctrine. So with that, as we go to prayer, ask God, first of all, am I saved? I think most people are here, but if you're not sure about it, make sure today. You can't have that joy if you're not saved. If you're not saved, come up. Or if you're not sure, come up and I'll show you exactly what it means. Second of all, Lord, am I frustrated or am I excited? If I'm frustrated, Lord, give me that excitement. Give me that joy that I had when I was first saved. Remember that, Lord. And show me each new truth. And then work to have that excitement. Look in the Bible and get excited when God shows you anything. Not everything, anything. Like that little butterfly going by the little girl? Remember that and hold on to that. So let us go to the Lord in prayer. Now, Molly, could you play one verse? Kathy says, play one verse of something. When she's done, I'll close this in prayer, and we'll go eat. Heavenly Father, it's a great privilege to stand here and be called a child of the Most High God. Lord, you've called us to mature. You've called us to go from the milk of the gospel to the meat of doctrine, to learn more about you, that we may then teach others. But as we do so, Lord, let us remember we are children of the Most High God, something that should bring us joy in everything. And as you reveal yourself more to us, let us grasp hold of those. Let us show childlike joy, Lord. Let us show maturity as men, with understanding of the doctrine, but in malice to others, let us be children. Let us always see the best in others. Let us have that excitement about every new discovery. Let us share that excitement with others that they may see something in us that is different from this world. Lord, adults in this world are cynical. Let us not be cynical, but let us be realizing that we have been adopted by the Most High God, that He holds us in His right hand. And Lord, He reveals Himself to us as we can handle it. And as we learn more, Lord, let us even be more excited. As we learn more, Lord, we realize we'll never understand the Most High God, but He wants us to learn everything we can of Him. And let us be excited about every new discovery. Let us be excited about the fact that He has accepted us. Let us be excited about the fact He uses us. Let us be knowledge seekers. Let us be innocent of the malice of this world, and let us be fully dependent upon Jesus Christ. And Lord, if there's anybody here who's not saved today, who has never understood the sacrifice that Jesus Christ made for us, let today be the day that they become saved. Let today be the day they realize he died on the cross for them, and that by accepting that sacrifice, the blood shed for the remission of sins, that they can be a child of the Most High God, a kid seeking him in all things, and have that joy we're talking about. And let us ensure we show that joy to the children, that they can be gloriously saved and grow in grace and give us joy as they continue to learn more. Now, Lord, let us go down, eat as brethren, enjoy each other's company of brethren, show joy in all that you've given us. We ask in your precious Son's dear name. Amen.